Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a time when you overcame a personal challenge. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with this common topic. Today, I'll guide you through crafting an impressive response to describe a time when you overcame a personal challenge that will help you ace your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Individual Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our focus today will be on Parts 2 and 3, where the Overcoming a Personal Challenge topic is most likely to appear. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this part usually covers familiar topics, the examiner might ask a related question to warm you up. Here's an example. Do you enjoy challenging yourself? Candidate, Band 6-7 response. Yes, I do. I think challenges help us grow and learn new things. I try to challenge myself in my studies and hobbies. 8-9 response. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the power of personal challenges to foster growth and self-improvement. I regularly set myself ambitious goals in various aspects of my life, from academic pursuits to physical fitness, as I find overcoming these obstacles incredibly rewarding and enlightening. Part 2, Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you overcame a personal challenge. You should say what the challenge was, when and where it happened, how you overcame it, and explain how you felt after overcoming this challenge. Sample answer. Band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I overcame a personal challenge. The challenge was learning to swim as an adult. This happened about 2 years ago when I was 25. I had always been afraid of water since I was a child, so I never learned to swim. However, I realized it was an important life skill, so I decided to face my fear. I enrolled in adult swimming classes at a local pool. At first, it was very difficult and scary. I couldn't even put my face in the water without panicking. But my instructor was very patient and helped me take small steps. I practiced breathing exercises and got used to being in the water slowly. After about 3 months of regular lessons, I was finally able to swim a full length of the pool without stopping. After overcoming this challenge, I felt really proud of myself. It boosted my confidence, and I realized I could achieve anything if I put my mind to it. Now, I even enjoy swimming as a form of exercise. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to recount a significant personal challenge I overcame, which was conquering my fear of public speaking. This transformative experience occurred during my final year of university, approximately 3 years ago. As an introverted individual, I had always shied away from speaking in front of large groups. However, I recognized that this limitation could hinder my professional growth, especially given my aspirations in the business world. The catalyst for change came when I was required to deliver a 20-minute presentation as part of my final assessment. To tackle this formidable obstacle, I adopted a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I enrolled in a public speaking course offered by our university's debating society. This provided me with a structured framework to understand the nuances of effective communication. Simultaneously, I sought out opportunities to practice in less intimidating settings, such as small study groups and family gatherings. The turning point came when I volunteered to present at a local TEDx event. This audacious decision forced me to confront my fears head-on. I spent weeks meticulously preparing, rehearsing relentlessly, and even working with a vocal coach to refine my delivery. On the day of the TEDx talk, I was incredibly nervous, but as I began speaking, I found myself becoming increasingly comfortable. The positive reception from the audience was immensely encouraging, and I finished the talk feeling exhilarated. Overcoming this challenge was genuinely transformative. It instilled in me a newfound confidence that has permeated various aspects of my life. I've since actively sought out public speaking opportunities, and it's become a skill I truly enjoy honing. This experience taught me the invaluable lesson that growth often lies just beyond our comfort zone, and that with dedication and the right mindset, we can conquer even our most deep-seated fears. Examiner's follow-up questions. How important do you think it is for people to challenge themselves? What are some common challenges people face in your country? Do you think older people face different challenges compared to younger people? Part 3, two-way discussion. Let's talk more about personal challenges. In your opinion, what are some of the most difficult personal challenges people face today? Candidate 7 response. I think some of the most difficult personal challenges people face today are related to mental health, work-life balance, and financial stress. Many people struggle with anxiety or depression, which can be hard to overcome. Also, with the fast pace of life, it's challenging to balance work and personal life. Financial problems, like paying off debts or saving for the future, are also common challenges. In my view, the most formidable personal challenges in contemporary society are multifaceted and often interconnected. Foremost among these is the pervasive issue of mental health, exacerbated by the relentless pace and digital saturation of modern life. Many individuals grapple with anxiety, depression, or burnout, which can be particularly insidious due to their often invisible nature. Another significant challenge is achieving a harmonious work-life balance, especially in an era where technology has blurred the lines between professional and personal time. This constant connectivity can lead to chronic stress and diminished quality of life. Furthermore, financial instability poses a substantial challenge for many, particularly in the face of rising living costs, student debt, and economic uncertainties. This financial pressure can have far-reaching implications, affecting mental health, relationships, and overall life satisfaction. Lastly, I believe social isolation and loneliness have emerged as pressing challenges, paradoxically amplified by our hyper-connected world. Despite numerous digital platforms for communication, many people struggle to form meaningful in-person connections, which are crucial for emotional well-being and personal growth. Do you think personal challenges differ across generations? Why or why not? Yes, I believe personal challenges can be different across generations. Younger people might face challenges related to education, finding a job, or starting their careers. They also deal with issues like social media pressure. Older generations might have different challenges, like health problems, caring for aging parents, or adapting to new technologies. However, some challenges, like maintaining relationships or managing finances, are common across all generations. Candidate 9 response. I firmly believe that while some fundamental human challenges remain constant, the specific nature and intensity of personal challenges do indeed vary across generations, shaped by the unique socioeconomic, technological, and cultural landscapes of each era. The younger generation, often referred to as millennials and Gen Z, face a distinct set of challenges. They're navigating a rapidly evolving job market, where traditional career paths are being disrupted by automation and the gig economy. They're also grappling with unprecedented levels of student debt, coupled with rising housing costs in many urban centers. Moreover, they're the first generation to confront the psychological impacts of growing up in a digital age, dealing with issues like cyberbullying, digital addiction, and the pressures of curating an online persona. In contrast, older generations like baby boomers and Gen X face a different spectrum of challenges. Many are dealing with the complexities of caring for aging parents while still supporting their own children, a phenomenon known as the sandwich generation. They're also navigating the challenge of staying relevant in a rapidly changing workforce, often competing with younger, more tech-savvy colleagues. Additionally, concerns about retirement security and healthcare in later life are more immediate for these generations. However, it's crucial to note that some challenges transcend generational boundaries. Issues like maintaining meaningful relationships, managing stress, and finding purpose and fulfillment in life are universal human experiences. The manifestation and context of these challenges might differ, but their essence remains constant across generations. Furthermore, we're seeing an interesting phenomenon where generational challenges are becoming more intertwined. For instance, climate change is a pressing concern for younger generations, but its long-term implications affect people of all ages. Similarly, the COVID-19 pandemic has been a shared challenge across generations, albeit with varying impacts. In conclusion, while each generation faces its unique set of challenges shaped by its historical and cultural context, there's also a significant overlap and interconnectedness in the personal challenges faced across different age groups. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To grapple with, phrasal verb, grapple with, to struggle or deal with a difficult problem or situation. Example, I had to grapple with my fear of failure before I could move forward. Turning point, noun, point, a time when a situation starts to change in an important way. Example, overcoming that challenge was a real turning point in my life. To rise to the occasion, idiom, to show that you can deal with a difficult situation successfully. Example, despite my initial doubts, I managed to rise to the occasion and complete the project. Perseverance, noun, rens, continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties. Example, it was only through sheer perseverance that I finally mastered the skill. To push one's boundaries, phrase, to extend the limits of what one can do or experience. Example, overcoming this challenge really helped me push my boundaries and grow as a person. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing personal challenges, be specific. Provide concrete details about your experience to make your story more vivid and engaging. Show reflection. Demonstrate how the experience changed you or what you learned from it. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly without long pauses. It's okay to use fillers like well or you know occasionally, but don't overuse them. Develop your ideas. In part 3, try to give extended answers with examples and explanations to showcase your language skills. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice. Regularly rehearse speaking about various topics, record yourself, and listen back to identify areas for improvement. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to work with someone from a different culture, another common topic in IELTS speaking tests.